Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Since I'm about to... Oh, I didn't even know that was going to start. Hey. I'm going to cut it off.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, there you go. I'm like, what is going on? You know, I was like, man, I haven't been on the radio so long. I just forgot how to use it. But the people downstairs making noise, they're irritating me. And I turn my fan and all the stuff that I block out the noise with also wouldn't interfere with the show, so... I had my headphones on, but for some reason they went out. So, am I cool on the speaker mic?
Yeah.
Check one, check two. Hey,
I hear you, sis.
Yeah.
Hey, sis.
I know, right? I know I've been saying I'm going to do radio, I'm going to do radio. I was telling my people, I said, I'm going to do radio today. He said, now you ready? I said, I've been ready. I just ain't been ready. So, I know, right? Okay, is the number still the same? I just sent you the number. Yeah, hunty. So I am glad you were able to join me this evening. I'm really about to try to see if I connect my headphone again. So. But welcome to the show, everybody. I got a few folks logged in already. I said that number. I know it's been a while, you guys. And I just been on another hiatus. I'm gonna try to get back consistent, but you know, every now and again. Well, back then I had to go take a break from time to time, so I've been wanting to get back on this, man. I really miss doing radio, sis. I miss having you on the radio. I really do. I know we got a topic today, self-awareness, but I definitely want to do a free-for-all. So whatever you want to talk about, we can definitely talk about. And, you know, whoever else listening. I see Keontae. Is that Keontae? I think that is my son, Keontae. Okay, I see the family logging in. I appreciate y'all. Okay, okay. As always, if you guys want to chime in or join into the conversation, hit your number one. I'm not going to just assume you're going to talk, so I'm not going to just bring you in. I went in the kitchen to get my lighter so I can set my mood and light me a candle and the incense, but I don't know where I set the lighter, so I guess I'm going to have to go without. I know, sis. But wait, how about I've been sitting here for a minute, though? Like, I've been ready, you know what I'm saying? But I am ready. I am back. And I miss you, girl.
I miss you too, sis.
So, let's just take a moment to kind of just catch up. How things been going with you?
It's going. You know, things just moving slow. It's moving.
Yeah. Any new updates or anything you want to share with the people? Any projects any projects you working on or anything like that?
No, not yet. You know, just
not
still
yet.
Working at the hospital for now, but no, not nothing. Nothing new. Just same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Well, with me, I'm pretty much same old, same old too. I actually waiting all day for the
people. Uh-oh, sis, I can't hear you. Where you go?
Okay, sis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. I told you, girl, it always be those technical difficulties when I've been off the air for a while. So that's just confirmation. I need to stop logging off. I need to stay going, doing what I've been doing. But I think what I was telling y'all was that I've been waiting all day for these people to come pick up this mattress. I told you, Amazon didn't do me right with my home delivery service. So these people probably been here earlier today. They still haven't been here. So hopefully they will come so they can haul away this mattress. But other than that, I've been up to my usual, you know, staying productive, striving to keep things going of the sorts. I don't know if that's Amber. I think that's Amber. Amber, if that's you, text me and let me know you're chimed in. I can't tell if that's you or Tashawn calling from that 470. But, yeah, girl, so I wanted to get back on the air today, and that's Amber, and talk about self-awareness. This was actually a topic that one of my supporters wanted us to talk about, and, of course, they're not on the air, so we can just go ahead and chime in. So I think we did a show on this before, sis. You want to say we did a show on this before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. But I guess you could never not have too many dialogues about self-awareness because, you know, from time to time it changes and then you learn more things and blah, blah, blah. I think we're all on a journey of self-awareness, especially if you're, you know, striving to make change and, you know, grow within yourself. So, yeah, self-awareness and what is it? And how does it affect us? And blah, blah, blah. Sis, I want you to start off. To you, what's self-awareness? And have you applied it to your growth and your day-to-day living and blah, blah, blah? I gotta stop saying blah, blah, blah.
Girl, you are funny.
But it's better than blah, blah, blah. You know, some people be like, blah, blah, blah. You try to say blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So I think self-awareness is being aware of who you are, like knowing yourself,
mm-hmm.
being true to your character, to your feelings, to your desires, to your motives, to just your true essence of who you are. In order to do that, you have to do frequent check-ins with yourself to make sure, you know, why you doing something. Are you doing it from your heart or are you doing it from your ego?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a good answer. That's a good response, girl.
Yeah, I think, you know, and sometimes, you know, people don't want to look at themselves. Easier to point the finger at somebody else versus pointing it at yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's hard mm-hmm. to be aware or to really want to make the changes because, you know, all we can do, you can't make another person do anything, right? You can't make another person do nothing. Mm-hmm. But you can change the way that you respond to how they act. And mm-hmm. that, in essence, will change who they are because they're going to start changing how they respond to you or they're going to leave you alone. Those are the only two options.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so since we can't make another person change, we can only be responsible for and accountable for who we are. Then I think we need to do, like, if you ain't doing daily check-ins, at least doing weekly check-ins with yourself because your ego mm-hmm. can get in the way and overshadow everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree. And let me ask you this, and then I'm going to give you my response to what I think self-awareness is. But do you think with self-awareness, is that more of a conscious thing? Because you think back, like, maybe 10 years ago or maybe, you know, when we were younger, that term wasn't coined. Is it something that's new? Is it a conscious thing? What do you think that really stems from?
I don't think it's anything new. I don't think it's anything new. Because I can remember as a kid, you know, when my mother would say there's consequences for your actions. So you better think about that
mm-hmm.
before you do something. You know,
mm-hmm.
she said,
mm-hmm.
you better do check-ins with you. And mm-hmm. I was taught that as a kid, you know, or if you do something as a kid, you know, my mother sometimes would be like, go in your room and sit down and think about it. Think about what you did and why you did it. And then she wanted a whole explanation. She going to hold you accountable for it, you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
one thing like that. I guess it taught me to be accountable to me.
Mm-hmm.
With me, my understanding of self-awareness is, like, of course, everything you said, but also is paying attention to your experiences in life, your mistakes in life, the good things and the bad things, like literally everything about yourself you should be definitely aware of. You know what I'm saying? Your emotional, your physical, your mental, your spiritual, all of that, you know. I think with me coming up, I definitely wasn't aware of that self-awareness. I don't even... To be honest, I did not become aware of that term until maybe within the last 10 years of my life. And what, I'm 51.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, that's something I just learned in my 40s, you know, and it's mm-hmm. probably because the path I started to take myself on. Because I think I did ask the question, like, do I think it's a more self-conscious thing opposed to anything else? To me, I think it is. Well, for me, it is, right? I'm not going to say I think it is to me. But for me, it is a conscious thing because I have become more conscious of everything around me. You know what I'm saying? My, mm-hmm. like I say, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, everything. So in order for me to get to a better understanding of what self-awareness is, of course, I needed to get a bit better understanding of myself, you know. So,
right.
again, like I was beginning to say, as a young person, I didn't have an understanding of what that was. I wasn't taught those things, you know. And I think, like, even now, I think in this generation that we in, our children and grandchildren, especially our grandchildren, because we're still able to mold them. Our children, they're pretty much,
uh-huh.
you know, set in their ways and they're going to do what they want. But I think when it comes to, like, even your son, because he's younger, like, your son is the age of my grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? Or young. Or uh-huh. or how old is Torian again? 13. Oh, yeah, he's 13, teenager. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he's 14. So, yeah, I do have a crazy. Yeah, I remember. Wow, he's growing up. But I say all that to say, like, the younger folks, they have a better chance of getting to understand what that self-awareness is, because the era that we live in, you know what I'm saying? You're just so free to do what you want, learn what you want, live how you want, blah, blah, blah. Girl, stop saying blah, 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 girl. Stop saying blah, blah, blah. Stop saying blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the next generation, our great-grandchildren, they're going to grasp it better because it's just so open. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. What you think? You agree or you agree with what I'm saying?
So I think like self-awareness also goes with accountability and responsibility, not just to yourself but to other people. You know?
And I
think that like now in the world, you got so many young adults and children making decisions for themselves, that's not right. They don't have the mental capacity to make those decisions for themselves. And they wreak havoc on their lives and the lives of other people. And that starts having self-awareness. That starts at home. All of it starts at home. You know? Like,
I definitely agree with that part, so, but I did want to make a statement because you said a little minute ago that you can, in so many words, I'm paraphrasing, and you can educate a person, you can tell a person how to do things or how you think they should do it or even make a recommendation or suggestion, but it's up to them to listen or follow it. You get what I'm saying? Like you can constantly tell, even as little people, you can constantly tell that little person that stove is hot. Where they not gonna one of them signs. Even with this though, sis, you can constantly tell that child that stove is hot, but they gonna keep touching it. Like, why you keep touching that stove when I told you it's hot?
Because they human and sometimes they gotta learn. You know what, nowadays some people have to learn shit just like that the hard way. It ain't no way of getting around. Like for me, if I don't have to bump my head for me to know it hurts. If you bumped your head and I seen that you had a headache afterwards, I don't need to bump my head to find out that it hurts.
Yep.
I believe it when you had it.
Yep.
You know? And
absolutely.
The responsibility of it, it's like now the generation now out here just going buck wild, doing whatever. And their parents don't know what it is they doing, don't care, because they out here living their life. And there is no accountability for the things that they're doing, and they ain't taking no responsibility for it. It's always an excuse. It's an excuse for everything. But then nobody want to raise their hand and say, you know what, it's my fault. I did that. I messed up here. And the one thing about, you know, being self-aware and having accountability is that you can apologize and start over. Even if it means you apologizing to yourself for the choices you made.
Absolutely. And that's so interesting that you say that because, you know, we can talk about these children and just to get off the topic a little bit, and these parents, but we've been talking about that for how long, and there's still no solution with that. I would say with that, it's the same thing as those children. Like, the parent, I wouldn't necessarily say all the time it's the parents to blame. Most times it is, but not all the time, because these children, I don't know what to say. Like, they just have a mind of their own.
If you had kids, if you got kids, and if you living in my household, you gonna do what I'm telling you to do. Meaning, you ain't gonna be out here going thinking you in no gang or doing whatever coming to my house at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. No, that's not gonna happen. And it ain't about nothing. You'll get privacy that being in your room. But if I decide I want to go in there and go through something, that's what I'm gonna do. Because regardless of what, I'm not your friend, I'm your parent. And if I feel that you hiding something or something ain't right, I'm going to be all up. You ain't got no business.
And you want to know something, sis, real quick?
You're a minor of the police. You can't even question you until your parents get there.
Right. But let me real quick, I want you to go back to that. But you know what I just realized a lot of that stemmed from? See, you grew up a different way. Your parent was on your butt. Like, Miss Davis was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can't understand you being that way with your children. Me, for example, like, when I started having my children, of course, I had no understanding of what a parent was. Like, I didn't have a book. I didn't have a class, even though they did have parenting classes back in the day. Remember that? But it was like with the parenting class, they didn't teach you really about being a parent. They taught you like self-care of the baby and self-care of yourself, stuff like that, change the pamper, how to feed, stuff like that. They didn't prepare you for what was going to start happening years later once they grew up. You know what I'm saying? But because your mother was on it. She didn't let you watch certain things. You know, we talked about that. She didn't, we talked about it on many shows, but I can compare my childhood to yours, and we grew up in the same, literally right down the walk from each other. You know what I'm saying? So I can remember how you was there. Like, you was always right there by your house. I used to roam the place. Like, it was just so freaking different. We were friends, but we were just totally opposite. You know what I'm saying? So I can say, like, and I've asked my children before, and I've been transparent about this, like, do they feel any way about me based on their childhood? And they either answer or say no. Looking at it now and seeing them with their children, like my boys, they're there with their children no matter what. You know what I'm saying? I know, I'm sure it's because they didn't have their fathers around. You know what I'm saying? So you and I, we can talk and compare notes about childhood and the type of parents we are, because we are. We different people, period. You believe in things I don't. I believe in things, well, I have an understanding of things, and you just get going with that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we can have you know how we do, but we can definitely have an intelligent conversation about, you know what I'm saying, different topics or whatever. So I feel you when you say your children living in your household, they're going to do this and that because that's what you know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do my children like that. I let my children do what the hell they wanted to do. And they listen, at the age I am now, I understand, but sometimes you don't understand it too much later. I won't say late when it's too late, because it's not too late, but you definitely understand later. That's why I can tell my grandchildren, like, look, ABC 1, 2, 3, but I can't make you do it because you're your own person. But at some point, you got to listen to Nana, because Nana didn't either did it or know about it. I'm not telling you nothing I don't know about or nothing I have not experienced, you know. I know we went off a little tangent and off topic for a brief moment, because that's kind of what we do. But yeah, I wanted to kind of go. I know you probably forgot what you were talking about, because I said, hold on, let me just speak on that, because you always had good conversation and good responses. But
it was still the same thing. It was just gonna repeat the same thing, but no, I said it. That was good.
That's what's up. Yeah. So let me see where I'm at. We got a couple more folks that chimed in. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, Jerome. Jerome back on. Jerome, we did an interview with a few, I won't say a few months ago. But remember, I don't know if you remember, we did one interview with the one guy, not my friend from Atlanta, but Jerome. He has the he has a nonprofit organization helping out the youth. Yeah, so he chimed on. So I just wanted to give him a shout out. Appreciate him supporting the show. Yeah. So if you guys want to chime in, you got something to say, hit your number one so I can bring you in. I'm not just going to automatically bring you in, but we're talking about self-awareness. Sometimes, you know, we kind of go off topic and talk about other things. It still kind of brings us back to the topic, but yeah, we're talking about self-awareness. Since she gave her her thoughts on what self-awareness is, so did I. And we just kind of dialoguing about it. So, sis, let me ask you this. When it comes to self-awareness, is anyone too old or too young to have an understanding of what self-awareness is?
Nope.
That's what's up.
I believe everybody knows. Because to me, when you go to make a decision to do something, you get that little butterfly feeling in your stomach. You know, or you walk into a situation, you get an inkling. Is that someplace you should be or not? You know, and you need to listen to that. You know, and I believe that's something that God gave everybody. You know, but do we listen to it?
No, we don't.
Not all the time.
Absolutely not. And that's that gut feeling, that intuition, that inner knowing that that's not right. Or it could even be right. You know what I'm saying? Your gut sort of doesn't always have to radar something that's a bad thing. It can definitely be,
right.
You know, radar or something that's a good thing. Yeah. But you know what? I think that to self-awareness, there is a age limit. Okay, so say, for example, I'm not disagreeing with you, sis. I'm just letting you know my thoughts. So say, for example,
mm-hmm.
You know how children supposed to know right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to know the difference until they're taught that. You know what I'm saying? But hold on, Shadow. But it can only be like a right or wrong thing. Not necessarily them understanding themselves. You get what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
You kind of saying a couple of different things. I'm kind of getting what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, because you're saying, the question I asked was, is there an age limit to being self-aware, right? And you're saying no.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a younger person may not be. And that's, well, I want you to think that, I don't even think that they will even taught it at a young age. They can be totally self-aware. That even a thing, someone being totally self-aware of themselves. Because like I say,
no,
as a young person.
I think that's something that grows with you. You know what I'm saying? As you get older, you
mm-hmm.
evolve, you grow. Because at 40, you're not the same person that you were at 20. And at 30, you're not the same as you were. So you steady evolving. You becoming more self-aware. As you get older, you should start to calm down. There's no way that you should be the same way at 40 that you were at 20. Because if you were something, you stuck somewhere. Something happened that mentally, emotionally, stunted your growth somewhere.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think
that self-awareness, hell, if you live to be 105, you learn something. You can learn something new every day. And you can learn from anybody.
But don't you think?
So
I want to bring. Go ahead, sis.
So I don't think it's an age limit. Now, I think people choose whether or not they want to be held accountable for something, or if they want to take responsibility for something. Now, those are two totally different things.
Gotcha. That's a fact. I get what you're saying. And of course, you know, you and I, we have great opinions. But let me bring Jerome in. Let me see what he has to say. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hey, Jerome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh yeah, no problem. This is great conversation for sure.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead. You wanted to chime in?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in and say that I believe that all behavior is learned behavior, right? So a lot of times when self-awareness, because a lot of us not taught it at an early age, we don't develop it into our later years. Because especially like in a black community, like that's something that's not really taught. Because the only thing that's really taught in our households when we were growing up is self-survival for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this is what you do. You know what I'm saying? This is how you got to get your bread, this, that, and the third. And it's like, when it comes to being self-aware, we pick up awareness of our environment, but it takes a little longer for us to be aware of ourselves. And I don't think it's a age limit on self-awareness, because like nowadays people is my fault. I was looking at a message came through, but nowadays I believe that it's different because kids are developing faster, right? We live in a technological era, so more information is accessible, and they're on the internet, so they're learning stuff. They got a bunch of questions. That's like my 3-year-old asked me the other day. He like, "Daddy, you like me?" And I thought that was an interesting question from a 3-year-old, right? I'm like, "No, I love you." He like, "So you love me, but you don't like me?" You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, "I plan to love you." You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, "What made you ask me this?" He like, I just wanted to know, did you like me? You know what I'm saying? I say, "Do you like you?" You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we become so, even as grown-ups, so concerned about if somebody like us. But the most important thing is do we like ourselves? So when my son asked me that, I had to for sure impose that question on him. Like, do you like you? You know what I'm saying? Because I want him to start, analyzing himself, right? Like, do I like you? You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, like I say, because I don't know who he's talking to at school, right?
But
I want to say this last thing. The most important thing for real with growing up or even with our children growing up is a zip code. And the reason I say that, because we could put all the information we want to in a kid, or even our parents did it with us. But when we went outside the house, we went into them schools in our community, right? Those are things that we learned. And that had the most impression upon us and lasted longer than a lot of stuff that our parents put in us, because we probably didn't get the stuff that our parents put in us until later on in years when we got the fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, all right. It was my father meant. You know what I'm saying? Now we develop in a sense of self-awareness. You see what I'm saying? So I just think in this day and age, it's a little different because they got more access to information.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I definitely agree. You there?
Did I lose you, sis?
No, I'm here. I couldn't hear you no more. You had blacked out.
Oh, did I?
Uh-huh.
I think it's my devices. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
You made it.
I was asking. I need my headset. But go ahead, I'm listening, sis.
No, I said he made a lot of great points. And
yeah, and actually, I kind of got a, not saying I have a better understanding, but I definitely see your side. Because I was like, leading towards, okay, no, I don't think so. But it's always good to get, more than one opinion, because it's like, okay, that definitely makes sense. Even though I'm sure the longer we would have dialogued about it, it's like, okay, sis, I get what you're saying. But not to totally disagree with what you were saying, but to hear from Jerome too, you know, it's like, okay, that do make sense. So I definitely appreciate that, Jerome. Yeah. So, Jerome, I know you, I don't know. Are you still there, Jerome?
Yeah, here.
Let me ask you a question real quick, because I asked at the beginning of the show. To you, what is self-awareness? What's your understanding of what self-awareness is?
So, for me, self-awareness is emotional intelligence. And the reason I say that is because when you become self-aware, you're analyzing how you feel. You're analyzing what you think. You're analyzing your behavior. You're analyzing your interactions. To me and for me, self-awareness is knowing why you responded the way you responded to something, whether it be a behavioral situation or a verbal one, right? Why did I respond like that? And being able to have an understanding of, okay, I responded like that because these are triggers for me. You know what I'm saying? And being able to articulate that to whoever it is you're having a dialogue with, because it's like, damn, I just did that out of spite. Why? Instead of, it's funny, because I just did my group, right? And I was talking to them about accountability. So they're like, what's that? I say accountability is taking responsibility for oneself, right? And that takes us back to self-awareness. When we're self-aware, we're more accountable for ourselves than placing the blame game. You know, well, you shouldn't have did that. You know, if I, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm crazy. You know how people be, you know I'm crazy. Like, you shouldn't have did that. You feel me? But no, in actuality, we shouldn't have did that. We should have had better self-control. You know, we need to know what triggers us. That's self-awareness. We need to know what drives us, what motivates us, what puts us down and have us depressed. These are all self-awareness. So once you're able to, what makes us happy, you know, instead of, damn, like, oh, this relationship ain't work because this person didn't make me happy. But shit, did you make yourself happy first? You know, I think if we move away from the blame game, we can move it to self-awareness. And self-awareness can't be established without accountability. So that's what self-awareness is to me.
Wow, and I'm listening to you, and this, I don't think you heard Teresa when she was saying it, because she said all the same things: accountability, responsibility, the blame game. She mentioned all the same things, and as I got you, that's what's up. I'm actually still learning about self-awareness. I'm not totally self-aware. I'm still learning. I literally just started reading. And y'all got to pick it up. Y'all got to try it out. Even whether y'all are a fan of his or not, the book has all of that. But I just started reading Omarion's book, Unbothered. He has a workbook to it too. But he talks about a lot. And it's not about, of course, you know, the group he was in or any type of romantic relationships. He's strictly talking about his journey on becoming more self-aware, period. You know, but if y'all get a chance, pick it up. Audio book, e-book, paperback book. It's a great read. And I just started this morning.
It's called Unbothered.
It's called Unbothered. Yep. It's called Unbothered. And it's literally all that. I think it's Unbothered, the something of joy, something. I forget the whole the subtitle. But the title itself is called Unbothered. And he talks about a lot of, huh?
also say, can I say something in reference to that book you just
suggested
to us?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, respectfully, right?
Gotcha.
How many, because I can tell by the way you speak, right? And the way people are speaking on a call, right? We all are intelligent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
My question is, how many books, how many YouTube videos, how many Instagram reels, you know, how many motivational speeches do we need to listen to or even process, right, before we reach a certain level of awareness and personal development, right? For an example, I'm gonna take my homegirl Bree for an example, right? So when we have a conversation, right, it's just we just like on a mental and spiritual level, like we just get it, right? And it's like it's just like ideas. This is a perfect example. Take ideas for an example, right? You got an idea, you don't act on that idea, right? Before you know it, somebody else got the idea, right? So information is in the air. It's circulating, right? It's all based upon one's ability to grasp it, body the air. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of the material that we read, they just be reiterating things that we already know. So, just go back to self-awareness. At what point are we self-aware enough to where we don't need the information from other people? We seek it only from within.
That's a question that you want me to answer, or is it a rhetorical?
it could be something you answer, or it could be just something that's pondered on, right?
I want to answer.
I do. Okay. Let's go. I'm with you.
Go ahead. Finish saying what you were saying, and I'm going to answer.
No, I was just going to say that because you could pick any holy book, right? Pick any spiritual text, right? Everyone say, every text say the same thing. Let no man teach you, right? Let no man lay hands on you. All these things, right? My spirit will teach you. So if the spirit will teach us, all we have to do is be open, willing, and spend some time alone to receive the messages that we need to be clear on to make us self-aware. That's all.
Absolutely. I love that. Did you want to answer or you want me to answer first?
No.
You want to answer?
For me, I think that the self-awareness and the thing you talked about, for me, that would be the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. And I think I mentioned that earlier when we first started talking, like when you go to do something or you make a decision and you decide to take action. So you get a little, like even if it's butterflies, you get a feeling, you get an inkling that something about to happen, whether it's good or bad, if you should go into an area or not. You kind of get a feeling like maybe this ain't the place I should be. You know, or you start to feel a little uneasy, but we being human have gone through so much over the years or whatever you may have experienced in childhood or anything like that, or even as adults, we not tapped in to realize that, wait a minute, that feeling, that's telling me I shouldn't go. You know, and a lot of times for people to get that back or to realize that that's what that is, they have to go through therapy. Or they have to go through something. They're going through something, some valley somewhere that they're going through in order to have to really look at themselves to dig deep to get answers. And I think a lot of times we as people just ignore the real subtle answers that's right in front of us. And then when we in trouble, that's when we go looking at books and YouTube videos and things like that. But I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with what you were saying, Jerome, and as well as you, sis. So my response to that is my personal journey has a lot to do with me going within and me reaching outwards. You know what I'm saying? So it's refreshing to me to pick up a book and just kind of see another person's journey, read about another person's journey, or even listen to another person. You know what I'm saying? Some of that I will apply and some of it I will not. Say, for example, I've dealt with different guys that were nation of gods on earth. They were Arabs, not Arabs, Muslims. They were Christians. They were nothing, neither. You know what I'm saying? So 9 times out of 10, whichever path they were on, I adapted to or I took as my own. You know what I'm saying? So I've done it all. I won't say I did the whole Muslim thing, though, but I have dealt with a couple. And I've even, of course, those that know, I went on the path of the nation of gods and earth. And, of course, as a child, I was a Christian. And right now, I'm what I am. You know what I'm saying? So I take all of that. And to me, the YouTube videos, because that's all I do now is YouTube. I'm not on no social media outlets anymore. It doesn't do me any good mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. It doesn't educate me in any type of way. But I take YouTube as a learning tool, so I keep that. And every now and again, I will pick up a book. Every now and again, and I have a boatload of books in here. And I actually rearranged my shelf a couple of months ago. Like, dang, I didn't even know I had this book. I was just buying books and putting them on my shelf. But it was like I need to really pick that book up, you know, and just get some knowledge out of it. I get what Jerome is saying. I get what you're saying, Jerome, because at some point you do have to look within to get the answers. But your question was also like, when is there a point where we would get to that self-awareness? I don't even think there is a higher, it's a term, higher self-awareness or a high self-awareness or a higher self or whatever the case may be. But I won't say to be honest. My thoughts on that is you're constantly growing. You're constantly learning. Things are changing. The information is different. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about like how elementary was when I was going to elementary and how it is, with the grandchildren going now. You think about the planets and the stuff we learned. That is totally different now. I don't even know how many planets is in the solar system because they didn't change planets, added moons and deleted planets. How you gonna delete a whole planet, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it works for me. I don't think I would ever get to that beyond higher self because I'm constantly evolving. The universe is constantly evolving. But I definitely feel everything you're saying, Jerome, on that. Like at some point we need to be 100% relied on our inner self. And I don't think there would ever, for me, I'm going to say for me, I don't think there would ever be a place where I'm 100% because at some point what's evolving outside of me is going to add to me. And it has. That's why I'm the person I am now. I truly will say that. Because though I don't have many friends, I don't have a relationship, I live with 2 cats, I live alone. I'm cool. I'm very cool being isolated. But every now and again, it helps me to pick up that book and say, okay, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why the information is out there and heavily and readily available because a person like me, I won't say need it, but it's essential to my growth. To get that information from, the YouTube videos, the reels, and the books. So that was my response. Jerome with a G.
No, so, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, and
real.
Look,
but,
I just got one last thing.
No, you're good.
So, your books can guide you, but your heart defines you. You know, at some point, and I say this respectfully, right? Because for myself, that's all I did. Read. No, let me fail a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me take this shit that I learned and let me fail a little bit. Because if I don't fail, I don't evolve, right? Because that's the true evolution. It's learning experiences. So I just suggest that, you know, yes, learn. You know, even Noble Drew Ali in the Circle Seven. I remember he was talking about study everything, right? But in the process,
who did you say? I didn't get that part.
Noble Drew Ali.
Okay, I got you.
Yep. More science.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Okay, so, yeah. So, he say study everything, but, like, we can study everything and apply nothing.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why I believe in selling. I believe in selling so much because that's where the journey comes. Not playing it safe. And, I just wanted to say that. Because a lot of times as spiritual beings, this true story. I love my sister, right? I be telling her.
Right.
I told her sometimes, this is my blood sister. I be like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
She always get to talking like religion and spirituality to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. I say sometimes we could be so heaven bound that we of no earthly good. You know, and it's crazy. And then if they keep our eyes in the sky, we won't focus on what's around us. You know, the as above, so below, the very thing that we're seeking is within. So
absolutely.
The creator, the source of energy that we yearn, we desire, that we plan to connect with and see in the afterlife, like, no disrespect to nobody's faith or beliefs. I don't give a fuck about the afterlife. I see it when I get there. I don't know what it's about. You know, all I know is right here, right now, right? Can't nobody tell me what the afterlife is about. And all I know is the things that I've learned, that I've studied. I need to make my mark here because this is what I know. This is what's tangible and real to me. Hey, in the words of Malcolm X, he said that I don't want my streets paved with gold in the afterlife. I want it now. You know?
Right.
Because in the afterlife, like what I'm a whole spirit. I'm a non physical being. And yes, I can manipulate energies and all that. But hey, like I say, hey, like, I got to make my mark here. You know, like.
I get that.
For real.
I get that.
Respectfully, though.
Absolutely. Because I'm receiving it all. Trust me. I really am. And I do like the part about failing. You definitely have to fail. However, I still, for myself, have a strong understanding that the outside resources is always good. I'm going to say this real quick, too. Like, the book I picked up today, I don't know when the last time I picked up a book. And you hit it on the head when you said, like, okay, you used to read, and then it's, okay, let me experience. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. What you said was 100% on point. It really was. But for me, I just kind of relate. Well, I won't say relate to it. I can't. My actions is a little different. Like, it's okay for me to, like you say earlier, you have conversations with folks and it's like y'all can vibe. And the same with me. I can have a relationship, I mean, a conversation with someone and we vibe. But that's the same as what I was saying. Like, it's good to have that outside whatever it is, a watch video, a conversation, a text, or an actual book, or whatever the case may be, I think that keeps us evolving. Well, actually, I know it keeps us evolving. But, again, I like what you're saying, though. I definitely do. We got a couple of listeners that popped in. Appreciate you guys chiming in. Logging in. If you want to chime into the great conversation we have with Sister Jerome, hit your number one. We're talking about self-awareness, what it is, how we see ourselves with it, and all that good stuff. Jerome gave some good dialogue. So, yeah, hit your number one if you want to chime in or if you want to just keep laying back listening. It's okay. Hey, sis, so what's your response to what Jerome just said about the things he just said? He said a lot, actually. So you want to respond to?
I went before you. Remember, I went before
you?
Oh,
no. Yeah, did you? No.
Yeah, but he
said something else.
Yes, I did.
And then, oh, girl, I don't know. It's okay. That's what
I'm
saying. So,
yeah, I know.
The conversation's so good. It's like, well, okay, let me get some more. What you got for me, sis? Okay, Jerome, what you got for me? That's all that's about. But that's what's up. That's what's up. So let me ask you guys this question. Jerome, I don't know if you're still on, but like thinking back, and again, I know a lot of people don't have regrets or anything like that in life. I know I don't. You might do, but I don't. But thinking back, applying and the understanding of self-awareness, what you have, what would you have done a little differently when it comes to self-awareness? And applying it to your life. If
I would have taken the necessary steps to apply it earlier when I was much younger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to fully, not like partially apply here, apply there. I'm talking about full force, you know. But I guess, you know, I think as well, it's part of you coming into your own. Because when you start to come into your own as a woman or a man, all of those things start to come into play as well. Because age don't make you a woman, and age don't make you a man. You know what I'm saying? Because you got some people that's in their 50s and their ass still ain't grown.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You know, I think it takes more than, you know, just age. So yeah, I think it's a process. I think it's a process that you have to be open to, you know, to walk in that process and actually doing the work. The hard part is really facing yourself and have to make whatever necessary changes is making those changes. Because in order to make those changes, you have to be totally honest with you, not nobody around you, not nobody else. And when you become self-aware, you make the necessary changes within you for who you are, then it will also change the outside people around you. Either these people are going to get on board and they're going to make necessary changes too, or they're going to scatter like roaches and be gone because they weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. I agree with you. I would have applied it to my early life. That's if I was able to learn about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I didn't begin to learn about it until much later in life, in my 40s, but I have not been able to truly apply it to my life until, like, within the last 5 years, I would say. Yeah, within the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yeah, you begin to hear about it, but it's like, okay, what's that? But you're still on that other journey. You know what I'm saying? You haven't quite closed that journey off or closed the road off. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll get to that fork in the road. It's like, okay, should I go this way or continue on to here? You know, but at some point, it's like, okay, you're tired. same old journey that you're on, and you decide to, you know, head this way. And I know that's pretty much where my journey has led me to, you know. And we are different, you know. I can take what you said, and I can take what Jerome said, and what I've learned, and vice versa, and apply it, because I will. I'm a very wise person, meaning that I listen to everyone. I don't always do what everyone say, but I definitely listen to everyone, because information is so important. You know what I'm saying? And it can mean the difference between how you wake up and strive the next day and live the next day to how you wake up and not do it. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely would say I wish I would have learned it a lot earlier and, of course, applied it a lot earlier, you know. So I learned some interesting things today. I really, really, really did. Let me see who I got. Let me know if you guys want to chit-chat, if you have any comments or you want to add on to. I'm only making this show an hour long today. Oh, we had an hour. That went quick. That really went quick.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. I definitely appreciate you guys. Dialogue or whatever. So what was I about to say? Yeah. I'm trying to see what is that. Oh, okay. Yes, it's so yeah, great show. It was good to be back on air and kind of just get back into the groove of things. It was a rocky start because I'm like, well, my headset ain't working. And I had to turn off my cooling system in my office. So I wouldn't have no background noise. But this was a great conversation. I'm gonna send you the link so you can go, you know, listen back to it, because it was great. But I always learn from you, sis. I definitely appreciate you always supporting me when I say, hey, sis, let's do radio. Because I know you've been waiting. Since I said it, what, 2 months ago? And then I finally said, where you off this week? But I definitely appreciate.
I
do too. Like, I really like doing radio. I really, 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 really do. And I'm going to strive. And I know I say this all the time, sis. And you be fussing at me every time. But I'm going to strive to stay consistent. Because I really enjoy having these dialogues with folks and seeing what they think about different topics and things like that. But this is a good topic. Yeah, but I definitely didn't want to make this show too long, because I know it's a weeknight and folks got things to do. And I got to get me a workout in before 9 o'clock. Hey, all right, that's what's up. I'm like, should I work out before the show or after the show? I was talking to my son, and he was like, Miles, you about to be too late. I said, I'm just going to wait until afterwards.
Mm-mm, I'm going at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's what's up. So, yeah, I'm about to definitely give me a workout in. So I definitely appreciate you, sis. I definitely appreciate everyone chiming in, supporting the show as usual. We will be back on air on, not this weekend, but the following weekend, probably, what you think, sis, a Saturday or a Sunday?
Either day. Just let me know. Okay. I got to work those days, so let me know.
So you off those this weekend, or you off next weekend?
This coming weekend, I got to work.
Okay. Do another weekday. We'll talk about it, though. But, yeah, I appreciate everyone for tuning in to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. We are back on the air. We're going to definitely strive to keep it going. I know that's all on me, so I'm not putting it on nobody else. With that being said, thank you, everyone, for chiming in. The conversation today was amazing, as always.
We will definitely catch you guys on the other side in about a week or so. With that being said, enjoy the rest of your evening. And it has been real in the field. Peace.